Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated but settled off their worst levels of the session as investors digested the latest central bank monetary policy meeting minutes. Dow down 172 points or 0.5%, pairing an early decline of as much as 324 points, but snapping a five-session winning streak nonetheless. Broader S&P 500 down 0.7%. Consumer discretion, communication services, materials and consumer discretionary all declining over 1% to lead 10 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Energy with a 0.8% gain, the only primary sector to advance overnight. Index challenged its 200-day moving average for the first time since April, which sits around 4,326. NASDAQ down 1.25%. Small cap Russell 2000 index shedding 1.6%. Meme stock Bed Bath & Beyond continued its meteoric rise up a further 11.8%. Did fall over 16% in the extended session. However, that was after activist investor Ryan Cohen indicated in a filing that he intends to sell his entire stake. Federal Reserve published their minutes of their 26-27 July monetary policy meeting. As I mentioned, officials seeing little evidence late last month that US inflation pressures were subsiding, and they're steeling themselves to force the economy to slow down as much as needed to control the surge in prices. Officials noted that while some parts of the economy, notably housing, had begun to slow under the weight of tighter credit conditions, the labour market remained strong, and unemployment, of course, near a record low. Pace of future hikes depending on incoming economic data, as well as Fed assessments of how the economy was adapting to higher rates already approved. And US corporate earnings, Lowe's companies up 0.6%. Home and improvement retailer reporting second quarter EPS that topped consensus expectations, and Target Corp down 2.7%. Discount retailer's second quarter adjusted EPS fell well short of consensus forecasts. Gross margins contracting to 21.5% from 30.4%. Same store sales down 2%, again below consensus for a 0.5% decline. Company citing historically high inflation hurting consumer discretionary spending, particularly for home goods. Elsewhere on the US corporate earnings front, Cisco Systems up over 4.5% in extended trading, forecasting stronger than expected revenue growth in the months ahead, so quelling fears in some quarters of a slowdown in the business's technology spending. In terms of US economic data, retail sales were unchanged in July, following a downwardly revised 0.8% increase in June, an economist forecast for a 0.1% gain. Core retail sales increased 0.8% in July after a 0.7% rise in June. And separately, business inventory is up 1.4% in June. Retail sector leading losses on European bourses. Pan-European Stock 600 index down 0.9%. That was alongside a 2% fall for Germany's DAX. France's CAC down 1%. London's FTSE eased 0.3%. Latest inflation data there recording that consumer prices climbed at their fastest clip in almost 40 years. Entain was down 1.7%, company incurring a £17 million fine from the UK Gambling Commission for social responsibility and anti-money laundering failures. Outside the FTSE 100, Cineworld crashed over 60%. Company said it was mulling a restructure of its finances after a lack of blockbuster films from Hollywood had hurt ticket sales. As I mentioned, UK economic data front, consumer price index jumping to a 10.1% annualised rate in July from 9.4% in June, highest level since February 1982, and makes Britain the first major economy to see price growth hit double digits amid surging food costs. They're up 12.6% annually. Base metals mostly weaker, copper down 0.7% to be trading just over $3.59 a pound, nickel down 2.5%, zinc with a 3.2% decline, while aluminium rose 0.9%. Benchmark spot iron ore continued to slide down $3.65 or 3.5% to $100.40 a metric tonne. Gold futures settling at a two-week low as the US dollar remained strong and Treasury yields climbed down $13 at $1,776.70 an ounce. Oil prices firmer, WTI up $1.58 or 1.8% to $88.11 a barrel, and Brent up $1.31 to $93.65 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields up 7.2 basis points to 2.89%, highest yield settlement for the benchmark maturity since the 21st of July, and the 2-year note yield up over 4 basis points to 3.29%. In broader bond market moves, UK yields, bond yields, of course, climbed in the wake of that inflation data. Aussie dollar weaker, buying about 69.4 US cents. Labour force figures for July. Headline today is local economic calendar. Unemployment rate expected to hold steady at 3.5%.
This is general advice only.
and we have not considered your needs or objectives.